Hey, learning should be Lulish is my grandfather's Jartai tonight. Moshe Chai ben Adidya. He should be a man for us, for us and for Klai Yisrael. Also, the Graz Jartai, also Rabbi Nachman's Jartai, was today. So, Hashemes writes to the Kutin Pesach, Shabbos Chol Moed Godol Moed. Shabbos Chol Moed is a very, very big Shabbos, and his son, the Imri Emes, takes it even a step further. He writes in Shabbos Chol Moed, Sukkot Tavrech Sari Tes, Shabbos Chol Moed is so great. Ulamala Mikol Shabbosos Hashana, one of the greater Shabbos of the entire year. Why? Sheyeshal Kedusha Lafanav Al Achrof. It has Kedusha before and it's Kedusha afterwards. Lachain, who Chashav Biyoser. Vishabazu, who Ace Ratzu Liskar Hashem Isbarach. The very big Ace Ratzu to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now, hearing these preparatory words of the Sfas Emes and the Emes, we're hearing what Shabbos Chol Moed is so special. How it's so close, it's so there in every Shabbos a Jew is able to feel close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But specifically, says the Imre Emes, on the Shabbos Chol Moed, where we have Kedusha before and Kedusha after, it's a very, very special Shabbos to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to try to connect to a lot of different things about Shabbos, different things about Torah. So, Sas Emes writes on his Torahs on Sukkot Tov Resh Lamed Hey from the Kedusha Arim. Kedusha Arim was the Sas Emes' grandfather. And he said, the same way we have Shalosh Regalim, we have Gimel Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, we know the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, the three things that take a person out of this world. Kina, Taiva, and Kavan, Motzinas, Adam, in Olam. Jealousy, desire, lust, and honor. So Kedush Arim says that each one of those things, each one of those bad midas is connected another thing. What is connected Sukkot? He says over here, Sukkot is connected kavod. So the first question is, why is Sukkot connected kavod? How is Sukkot connected kavod? How does attaining the amazing kedusha of the simcha of Sukkot and the ability of Sukkot, how does that mean mevato the desire for kavod? I hope everyone's mochel. My voice is a little shot from the cup of simcha based shoes over here. The second question we're going to start off saying as well is the following. You know, the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, going on to Gimel Amud Beis, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to test the non-Jews when Mashiach is going to come in him, like he's going to give them a mitzvah of sukkah. What happens, he's going to give them a mitzvah, kala yeshli sukkah, v'sukkah shema. I'm going to give you an easy mitzvah. Says the Gemara, the non-Jews went to go do it, and they built the sukkahs on their roofs, and Kadosh Baruch Hu brought out a very hot, sunny day of Tammuz, and the non-Jews couldn't handle it, and they kicked the sukkah and they left the sukkah. End of the day, what's going on in this Gemara? Kadosh Baruch Hu is testing the non-Jews. He's making it hard for them. What is going on here? Finally, the third question that I want to start off. How does this all connect? Really, going from Moshe Rabbeinu's Ushpizin from today, now going into Aaron HaKohen's Ushpizin tonight, the fifth night of Sukkot. So three questions. One, how says the Chiddush Arim that the three regalim are connected, the three things in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos that tell us and Mervata that they bring a person out of this world? Why is Sukkot connected kavod? Number two is what is going on in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's testing Klal Yisrael. What is going on with Kadosh Baruch Hu giving the non-Jews a very hot day? Why is he trying to like test them and make it hard for them? What's going on? And finally, the third idea has connect to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen's Ushpizin. So let's start off with the first question. The first question, the Sfas Emes deals, and he says the following idea. He says, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaber Klal Yisrael out of all the other nations in the entire year. And when does he do that? He does that specifically after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, specifically on Sukkot. And the Medrash tells us about Minor Rabba Dal Chaf, Amar Ba Kavod Shemayim Umar Ba Kavod Atzmo, Kavod Shemayim Misraba Kvodo Misraba. Someone who tries to get rid of his own kavod to bring more kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Kadosh Baruch Hu takes his kavod and makes the kavod for that person. Right? It's like the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Izu Mechubad Mechaber Subrios. Who is honorable? Who is honored? The one who honors other people. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you honor me now, Rosh Hashanah. You honor me on Yom Kippur. You did such great kavod things for me. Tain kavod yamecha. Tein kavod l'shmecha, we say in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur davening. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to come back to me, you want to bring kavod shemayim to me, I'm going to bring kavod shemayim to you. That's why we know one of the reasons we have a sukkah is keneged anoni ha kavod. Right? You know the Gemara tells you the and days in sukkah. Was one of the reasons that we have a sukkah is keneged the anoni ha kavod. Why do we have to say anoni ha kavod? Says the Sfas Emes, because anonim and kavod have a lot to do with each other. Bez Hashem, we'll be zochet to have the anoni kavod when we have the full anam going to Mashiach. But at the end of the day, he says that they're specifically called anonim a kavod. Why? Because sukkahs, we get rid of the kavod. Because once we try to increase the kavod for Kadosh Baruch Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we take that kedusha going into sukkahs, then we're zochet to be able to feel the kedusha of sukkahs. The more kavod Shemaya bring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the less kavod we bring to ourselves, the more kavod we bring to Hashem, the more kavod Kadosh Baruch Hu brings to us. And that's specifically why sukkahs is connected kavod. Second question, we can answer from the Rebbe, the Moshe of Kubrin. We said this earlier, but it's such a beautiful pshat. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu bring the Talmud son? Says the Moshe of Kubrin. You want to know why? Because the non-Jews, the Gemara says, they built their sukkahs when? Where in their homes? They built it on their roofs. They didn't build it on their floor. They didn't build it next to their kitchen. They built it on their top floor. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're specifically making your roofs on your top floor so you don't have anyone coming to your house. You don't want to give kavod to anyone else. You don't want to give a sefer panim yafos to anyone else. I'm going to give you a very hot Tammuz day, and we're going to see who's going to get the schar for this mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't want to have guests, then you're not for me. Behold, we know the whole idiom from the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi used to have the simpleton Jews. The simple Jews used to have specifically in a sukkah. Why? Says the Kedushas Levi, because Levi is going to get up to Shemaim. He's going to want to sit in the sukkah and sit in the chavrusa and sit in the base midrash of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And they're going to say, Levi Yitzchak, you're such a simple Jew. Why do you deserve to be in such a tzaddikim place? And I'm going to say, you're 100% right. But I didn't judge anyone else who come to my sukkah. I took whoever, so please try to take Levi Yitzchak in. Says Rav Moshe Kubrin, you want to know why Kadosh Baruch Hu made it so specifically hard for them? I mean, Rav Moshe Kubrin really says, why did the non-Jews put it on their roofs? They put it on the roofs so they couldn't have any guests. But maybe we want to say the deeper pshat, maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu made it hard for them. Because why? Because they didn't want to have guests. Sukkah is the time of Zman Simchasinu. Someone's simcha is great unless you're making someone else's simcha also greater. That's why the Sanzer Rebbe said. The reason I don't make my sukkah so great is my sukkah is the most beautiful when I know all the poor people have what to eat. Right? Someone's simcha is fully full once you know that your simcha is helping other people. And finally, the third and final idea: how does this connect to Moshe and Aaron's Ushpizin? So I'm going to go on a little bit of a limb here. There's a great story that they say from a Shever Brachos that Aaron Cutler was one that once asked to be at. What happened was one of the Talmidim was at the Shever Brachos, and they said the following story. He said, you know, Simcha Banu Pshischa was made on himself. He testified on himself that he had the ability to bring Mashiach. He had the ability to bring the Gula whenever he wanted. But why didn't he do so? Because he didn't want to give any chalish zadas, he didn't want to give any hard time on the mind of who? Of the Abtar Rebbe, who was one of the greater tzaddikim in that generation, who wanted every single Jew to return. So Rav Aaron Cutler heard what his Talmud said that Rav Simcha Banu had the ability to be Mashiach, and he didn't do it because he didn't want to hurt the chalish zadas of the Oy of Yisrael. Rav Aaron Cutler got up and he said, "Becharifus, sheker, this is a lie. It's not possible that he said this." He said that it's impossible that someone would uphold and prevent the Mashiach from coming just because of the kapeda of one tzaddik. Finally, another bacher got up there at the Shever Brachos and he said, "Rebbe, with all due respect, we could really actually the person, the bacher who's speaking right now has the raya from the Chumash. What's the raya from the Chumash? The raya from the Chumash is a Moshe Rabbeinu refused to go back to Egypt to bring the Jewish people out. Why? Says the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, my older brother is a greater Navi than me. He's older than me. Maybe he'll feel bad when he sees his younger brother come. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in Shemos, V'ra V'samach B'libo, Your brother is going to be so happy for you. Your brother is not going to be the someone who's not going to be happy for you. Says Rav Aaron Cutler, as soon as he heard this, that the Bachar said that Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to put the whole Gula on hold for one thing. For what? For Aaron HaKohen's feelings, for his emotions, for his kavod. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not going. Kadosh Baruch Hu, until Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, he wants you to go. Says the Bachar Rebbe, with all due respect, Meir Rav Simcha Bonim did say these words, that he wouldn't bring the Gula until the Kepeda of the Ohev Yisrael was okay. Says Rav Aaron Cutler, Hu Tzodek. Rav Aaron Cutler said he was 100% right. Maybe that's what we could say. It has to do with Moshe and Aaron's cover. Moshe was trying to give cover to Aaron, and Aaron was giving cover to Moshe. Moshe said, I don't want to go if Aaron HaKohen. The Aaron HaKohen is the older Navi, he's my older brother. And Aaron HaKohen felt, Chodesh Baruch Hu said, no, Aaron will feel good for you. He's not going to be jealous of you, he's going to give cover to you. He's going to be so honored that you're the one to be the Zohar, to take the Jews out. So maybe we could say that's the idea of Shabbos Chol Hamoed. Shabbos Chol Hamoed, it's an Indian of Shabbos. It's the time of the Yisbechu v'machuzcha v'shomrei Shabbos. We have the cover for Kadosh Baruch Hu of the entire world, but it's also the cover for Sukkos, of the Ananiya Kavod, of representing Kadosh Baruch Hu's protection of a Klal Yisrael throughout the world. So with these three questions, the first Torah, why is it that the three things that would take a person out of this world, Kinnat, Haven, Kavod, why is Kavod connected to Sukkos? Because we said from the Sfas Emes, Sfas Emes said, the more we come out of Rosh Hashanah, come out of Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, we're trying to give cover to him. Shem says, yeah, you want to give cover to me? I'm going to give cover to you. I'm going to bless you with Anon Ekovon. Second thing we saw from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, he gave the Nadjus an easy mitzvah. And what did the Nadjus do? They botched it up. Says Rav Moshe Karbin, because they built their sukkahs on their roofs. They built their sukkahs on the roofs, and maybe we can say they didn't want to give cover to anyone else. They didn't want to give cover to Simcha to anyone else. But the whole point of being in this world is trying to give cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or giving cover to others. And finally, that's what Moshe and Aaron and Kohen teach us. Moshe was trying to give cover to Aaron, says, I don't want to go back and redeem the Jews until I know that Aaron's okay. And Aaron says, no, even my younger brother, I'm going to be so proud of him, and I'm going to be so honored that I'm his brother. B'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to always bring cover to him, to bring cover to each other. And the more we try to do cover and cover to him and to other people, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless us. Tein kavah liyamecha, b'ez Hashem obizocha, to be able to say Yisrochu v'machuzcha in the holy city of Yishalam, Kadosh b'ez Hashem. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a good morning. Shoich.